The best way to begin is to close your eyes and focus on five very slow, very deep breaths. And after taking five, six, maybe seven or eight, even nine or 10 slower, deeper breaths, you can begin to breathe naturally, very normally, allowing yourself to go into your zone. And you may find that as you listen to the sound of my voice or as you stare at the inside of your eyes, that you can begin to drift back throughout your playing career and allow yourself to explore the mentors, the coaches, the older players who supported you emotionally. And some of you may go all the way back to when you first started playing your game. And others may remember just a moment ago connecting with someone extremely supportive. And as you survey everyone who has supported you, the positive feedback, the friends and family members cheering in the stands, people you don't even know rooting you on, you can take a minute, perhaps 2 full minutes of real clock time. And in much the same way, remember how you've helped your teammates, how you've been there, how you've been a leader. Seemingly countless examples of coming to the aid of teammates who are working hard and not getting the results. And how many times have you talked on and off the court or the field with a teammate who's hustling, who's working hard? And as you survey all of the supportive people who've supported you, who've taken care of you, who've cheered you on, you can simultaneously magnify how you yourself have taken care of your teammates. And while your conscious mind may be remembering an experience or two or three, your subconscious mind can allow all of this positive, supportive energy to flow into the present. And as you listen to the ongoing sound of my voice, to the sounds around you, as you absorb yourself on the light on the inside of your eyes, you can take a final 2, perhaps 3 minutes and transport yourself forward in to your self-support zone. And I'm wondering what it will be like. And I'm wondering how much you'll begin to master taking care of yourself the same way that coaches, parents, friends, family have taken care of you, the same way that you've been there for your teammates. And I know from my experience working with so many student athletes that the best leaders, paradoxically, the very best supportive players on the team tend to beat themselves up the most, having little to no tolerance for their own mistakes, for their own poor performance. But at the very same time, have incredible patience for their teammates, and they're there and they buck them up and they support them. And I was telling a student athlete not that long ago, I actually asked him a question. I said, how come you have two sets of rules? How come you're extremely supportive of your teammates and you're such a great leader, but you beat yourself up at times brutally? And he looked at me quizzically and he really didn't say anything. And I suggested that he had an opportunity to do what he did so well for others, for himself. And in that meeting, he too closed his eyes, went into his zone. And I talked to him in just the same way as I'm talking to you about extreme self-support. So as you head down a bit deeper down, into that focused, absorbed state of attention, that zoneful state, you can know, really know, that you know a whole lot more than you think you know about self-support. And you can begin to transition and transform and lead yourself, lead your team by supporting yourself. And when working with teams, I typically tell them that they don't have the option, that they have to take care of themselves. And when they're not taking care of themselves, they're inadvertently and unwittingly being selfish players, even if they're the nicest person in the world. So you can be team driven by supporting yourself. And as this experience continues to grow and to flow, you can take the final minute or so and really experience yourself after a poor performance, after a missed shot, a strikeout, after anything that doesn't go your way, bouncing back. Letting go, learning, letting go, going with the flow, flowing with that inner glow of self-supportive energy. And this is what you can do. And now as this experience begins to come to its end point, you can know that as the recording trails off, as my voice trails off as well, that you can remain in your zone for as long as you want or as little as you want. It's really up to you because it's your time now, your choices now, becoming self-supportive now. And this is what you can do. And now as my voice trails off, my voice will go with you.